to a child and you want to ask how are his mother and father getting along, you'd say, well, how are both of your...
Mother and father.
Okay. Another way to talk about your mother and father would be your...
Parents.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your father's father is called your...
Great-grandchild.
Okay. And not a grandchild, but a grand...
Son.
Okay. And if it's the grandson talking about his father's father, he'll say,
My grandfather.
Okay. And his wife would be his...
His daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh. And the grandfather's wife would be called a grand...
Daughter-in-law.
Okay, but not the granddaughter, but her father's mother, which she'd say, she's not my grandfather,
my grandmother.
Okay, any other affectionate terms for them, short terms? Like what do your grandchildren call Mrs.?
Well, grandma.
Mrs. I said very yeah. Okay. Your sons and daughters are called your, you might say, I was the youngest of five
children.
And what do you call it? Like Hootney, what do you call that? You say that's not my real name, that's my
nickname.
Okay. And if you're talking about your children and you want to tell which one is the was born first, you would say, well, now so-and-so is the
first child.
Okay. And if you're talking about all of the children, that he is the one that's most dependable, that seemed to grow up first, you'd say he's the most what of my boys?
He's the most active boy.
Okay. And would you ever say he seems like he's the most grown up?
Yeah, I would say that sometimes. The most grown up boy.
Okay, of all of them, he's the what?
Most grown up boy.
Okay. You might say, well, Jim is grown up, but of all the boys, Tom is the?
The grown up boy.
Okay. And your children are your sons and your?
The sons and daughters.
Okay, and you'd say Betty is our youngest.
Youngest good.
Okay, our
the oldest good.
Okay, and she's not my son, she's
my daughter.
Okay. And when you say a woman is going to have a child, you say she's what?
She's predicant.
Okay, and any other ways when you don't want to use that word that people used to use either jokingly or to be more courteous.
A
woman's going to have a baby.
Uh-huh. Now, long back in them days, they say she done broke a leg.
Is that right? Yeah. Somebody's written that down that somebody says it. I've never heard that, but say she's broke a leg.
That's
she's gonna
right.
Have a, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a woman has taken care of three children until they're grown up, you say she has what, three children?
She raised up three children.
Okay, and if you tell a child that they're really going to get a bad punishment, you say, you are really going to get a what?
A whooping.
And if you're talking about how much, say, a boy is 5 inches taller this year, you'll say, Bob really what a lot last year.
He was 5 inches taller this year than last year.
Okay, he really did what then? He
grew
what?
Up.
What?
He grew.
Okay, and you would say to him, you really have what big? You really
got big.
Okay, used to grow. You really have?
Growed up.
Okay. And last year, you how much? 5 inches? How would you say that?
Last year, you 5 inches. No, this year, you're 6 inches.
Okay, but if you want to say how much he changed, you say yesterday, you put some form of grow in there. Mm-hmm. Last year, you what?
You grew better this year than did last year.
Okay. And if you're talking about your grandchildren,